Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I congratulate you for giving yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm a meditation teacher who shares a different meditation technique every day on the podcast. And each technique is customized around a weekly theme, so you get to explore a topic in depth, experimenting with different meditation techniques to see what works best for you. I encourage you to stay open-minded with some of the techniques I share, because you never know what will work for you. And in today's meditation, you'll find all the resources that I mention, as well as the entire meditation series for this week, with all the techniques and meditations and resources, over at my website at sipandom.com. That's sipandom.com. Just look for the Confidence Mindset Meditation Series. And that's in under all the podcasts there on my website. Well, in today's meditation, you're going to be guided using a powerful affirmation technique. Affirmations are statements that you repeat to help uplift you or to help you focus your thoughts in a certain way. And every Monday I share an affirmation technique. Now, affirmations are one of the most popular meditations that people listen to each week here on the podcast. And I think it's because they're very simple and easy to do. And research shows that over 90% of the thoughts we think each day are negative, and that over 90% of those are repetitive. So you could say that many of us may go around repeating negative thoughts each day. Well, in our Confidence Mindset Meditation Series, I want to share with you, before I guide you through the affirmation meditation, I want to share with you a little research that I found, and I'll, of course, link to this on my website for this week's series. And this is from Time, and it's an article talking about how to be more confident, 5 research-backed methods. So in this article, it talks a lot about ways that you can feel more confident. The key takeaway that I want you to really feel for yourself as you go through this series is that confidence is not something that some people have and other people just don't have it, or you may feel as though you've been beaten down so low that you can never pick yourself back up. Well, studies show that really confidence is a choice, and it's also a trait that you can learn. So it's not something that you're either born with or you're not. It's definitely something we all have access to. And so I'll be sharing with you different ways to access your own confidence all week using meditation techniques. And you know I love meditation techniques because you can do them whether you're seated meditating or whether you're right smack in the middle of your busy day. So I want to share with you a quote from this article. And what they did is they studied people. The recent research from Harvard professors Michael Norton and Francesca Gino, they show that rituals have the power to make you more confident. So the author of this article, who is Eric Barker, he interviewed one of the Harvard researchers. And what he discovered was that rituals, which your meditation is a ritual, what you're doing now is a ritual. Rituals can help you become more confident. So just the fact that you're showing up for yourself meditating can help you to become more confident. And this is how it's done. So he asks Francesca Gino all about confidence. And she says, what we studied in this project was whether these rituals are really a beneficial effect in terms of bringing you confidence and potentially impacting your performance positively. That is actually what we found. What is interesting about the studies is that we also have physiological measures. What we find is that if you engage in a ritual prior to a potentially high anxiety task, like singing in public or solving difficult math problems, you end up being calmer by the time you approach the task and more confident in what you're about to do. As a result of that, you actually perform better. So what you're doing for yourself by meditating is a ritual to help you to become more confident. And I've shared this many times with listeners. Especially, I often share this when I'm interviewed. People will say, you know, what are some of the biggest benefits that people receive from meditation? Well, we all have heard a lot of the science out there that has been done, especially on mindfulness meditation, how it helps you to be calmer, to focus, it improves your health, your relationships, and all these great things. But one of the main side benefits, I would call it, is that you feel more confident. Because when you think about it, when you're sitting down each day, showing up for yourself, you start to honor yourself and value yourself. And you feel better about yourself naturally. You put a lot of time into yourself. And so this is going to show up in the rest of your life. So it really makes sense when I read this study about how people become more confident when they have a ritual. So what I'm going to guide you through today is an affirmation meditation, repeating the affirmation that will help you to remember what you're doing and that you definitely can become more confident through your rituals. And so the affirmation that I have selected for you today is, I choose to win. So when you think about your day and all the things that you may want to do or that you have to do, if you think about confidence as a choice that you make, or a situation you place yourself in where you're lifted up by others who expect more of you, and in turn you rise up to meet their expectations and in turn become more confident, you are choosing to win. It's much easier to stay in the shadows and to become trapped in a cycle of repetitive thinking where you feel as though you're not worth it, or that you are just the way you are and you're not going to change, you're not going to step up, because it is easier to stay in a situation like that. It takes you deciding and making that choice that you are going to move forward with your life and step up to a bigger role for yourself. So the affirmation for this week's confidence mindset is, I choose to win. That's win at whatever it is means most to you. To win at your vital, vibrant health. To win at managing your focus. To win at making your relationships better to win at waking up and deciding to be happier. Whatever it may be for you, you choose to win. So let's go ahead and get you settled into your meditation space as you repeat today's affirmation for confidence. Sit up straight in a location where you're not likely to be interrupted, although you might not be able to do that quite yet. And if that's your situation, go ahead and meditate in a crowd or wherever you happen to be. I actually love to do this sometimes because it challenges me to block out my surroundings and really still be able to focus on my inner stillness. Things don't always have to be perfect when you sit down to meditate. Make your meditation ritual just a little rough around the edges. That way, you'll be able to take it with you anywhere you go. Close your eyes gently and keep them slightly elevated. As they're closed, this keeps your thoughts uplifted. Relax the different areas of your body where you're likely to hold tension. We'll start at your feet. Relax your feet and your calves. Soften your knees. Relax your thighs. Relax your hips. Soften your stomach. Let your stomach hang out and remain soft. And try to keep it this way even after you meditate. We hold a lot of tension in our stomachs. And when you relax your stomach, you automatically release tension in your body. Relax your chest and your back. Feel the tension drain down your spine. Soften your throat. Relax your neck and your jaw. Relax your face and your eyes. Very nice. Any remaining tension, see if you can breathe into it and expand this part of your body. Inhale and exhale through your nose, keeping your breath soft. Breathing through tension, letting it go. Affirmation, we'll repeat the same way we do it every week in a unique way where you wake up and engage your entire mind and body as you repeat the affirmation using the power of your voice and your intention. And you do this in several ways. So it can seep into the different layers of your consciousness. And then after you repeat the affirmation, go ahead and go into your own inner stillness. The techniques help to get you to that state, but they're not really a meditation in and of themselves. Meditation is when you sit and tap into your own inner stillness. So we'll go ahead and repeat the affirmation in a loud voice, really engaging your attention and focus. And then you'll repeat the affirmation in your natural speaking voice. And then you'll whisper the affirmation. And then you'll repeat the affirmation, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. And then finally, you'll mentally repeat the affirmation. So here we go, in a loud voice, engaging all your energy and your focus. Repeat, I choose to win. I choose to win. I choose to win. Notice how you feel. Now repeat the affirmation in your natural speaking voice. I choose to win. I choose to win. I choose to win. Notice the difference. Now whisper the affirmation. I choose to win. I choose to win. I choose to win. Notice how you feel. Now repeat the affirmation, moving your lips without any sound coming out at all. Simply moving your lips. Repeat, I choose to win, 3 times. Beautiful. Now mentally repeat the affirmation to yourself silently, focusing on how you feel as you mentally repeat the affirmation 3 times to yourself. I choose to win. That's fantastic. Notice how you feel. Absorbing these beautiful sensations you've created for yourself. And these sensations and this ritual of meditation is creating confidence within you right now. Continue sitting, going deep into the silence and stillness of your own true inner nature. Always meditate just to the point where you could go a little bit further, ending your meditation on a high note. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.